Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. Welcome to my new series, The Call of Moses. My story will take you to Egypt, when Pharaoh ruled the day and the sons of Israel were no longer just a family, but a Hebrew nation that has quickly taken over Egypt. Pharaoh has a plan to kill them off slowly. In Egypt, the Hebrews, sons of Israel, multiplied like rabbits and became mighty in the land. A new Pharaoh rose in Egypt who did not know the story of Joseph and how he saved the Egyptian people. The Pharaoh enslaved the Hebrew people and put taskmasters in charge of them to put them to work building new Egyptian cities. The taskmasters afflicted them with hard labor, building for Pharaoh the grand storage cities of Pitmoth and Ramses. Pharaoh was hoping to reduce the population of these Hebrew slaves through hard labor, but just the opposite happened. The Hebrew nation grew larger and larger. The harder they worked them, the larger they grew. The Egyptians worked the slaves rigorously by having them make mortar and bricks, along with all sorts of labors in the field. Their population reduction plan was a failure. Then Pharaoh came up with a new population control plan. He ordered that all the midwives to kill all the Hebrew newborn males at birth. The plan was guaranteed to work, but the midwives feared the Hebrew God and did not do as Pharaoh instructed. So Pharaoh demanded to see the midwives and command them to make an accounting of why there were still male babies being born. Oh, Pharaoh, we are following your command as ordered, but the Hebrew women are very vigorous and give birth before we can get there. Pharaoh had another idea. Egypt has changed over the years since Joseph was in charge of the place. Joseph's family has grown into a nation that is now enslaved, repressed, and being killed off by Pharaoh one baby at a time. As the children are being killed one by one, the grief-stricken families are crying out to their God. I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.